we can play a game if everyone would want.
Does Tia want to play a game?
Playing a game would be good.
Okay, does Ellie want to play a game?
Sure.
Okay. Sen probably has recovered some fatigue by now. It's a little trip hither and thither and various yawns. I'll have to update the map, the big map at some point where Thanagh Glass is kept on the map thing. Do we want to press a button?
I have pressed the button.
Oh no, people have been hearing me babble with lack of sleep. Hi!
Yes, we have been hearing you babble.
Oh no. The button is pressed. I should do the intro.
I pressed the button. Yes, do the intro.
Okay. Hi, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars, a homebrew GURPS Star Wars game with Crash and Ellie and Eo. And, oh gosh. Let's see. Last time, if I check my notes, because people were asking, Beth, what happened last time? So I guess I have to check my notes. Scroll. You went to the library. You found various things, including whispers of artifacts that might be hidden in library sub-basements. You found a broken mirror that was labeled as a gift from Thanagh Glass like 60 or 70 years ago, and the feel of it was that it wasn't an artifact, but was created in a way that was capable of being an artifact. And then you decided that you were going to come drop in on the company. Is that accurate?
Something like that.
Anything else happen that people want to add to?
I like that the scene was made creepier because Sen had to hold a light source while invisible, because while Sen was invisible, the motion sensing lights would not turn on. And we all just took it in stride. Like, this has happened many times before, because it has probably happened many times before.
I mean, I'm sure that the logistics archives are very similar with the motion-activated lights, and sometimes they just come on apparently randomly. It's probably a mouse droid. It's a mouse droid, right? And then from behind you hear, beep, 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 and you leap 5 feet up and cling to the ceiling. jump scare! So, yeah, that's a thing. Does anyone have anything they want to add, or shall I describe the scene that you are probably air car taxiing to?
Nothing from me.
Okay. The scene that you are taxiing air car taxi to, as you fly over and land in front of what is a main building, it's actually a very large complex of the ubiquitous brutalist design in, you know, permacrete, and very much in the style of, we were a planet that was, you know, an ordnance depot, and this is how we build things. It's a fairly tall sprawl, you know, it goes up high and it sprawls wide, and most of the outlying parts are kind of empty looking. There's like boarded over windows and just less well maintained. There's condensation or maybe smoke rising from the central area, but not in the outlying parts. You are landed in front of what basically looks like a pillar upwards. Well, it's a building, but it goes straight up and over and around, so that there's locations underneath that trucks and whatnot can, you know, pull up and get stuff, probably go further into the, I just said the word, compound, right? So it's sort of like a pillar that's actually it's a building. You're in front of it. It has domed outward glass windows in the front, and it reads, the sign across reads, Thanagh Glass and Transparasteel, and it's raining.
It's okay. I have this lovely umbrella that I found.
You probably bought it somewhere. Heck.
I'm not saying the umbrella's canon. For the listeners at home, I have made a quick edit of my character so that Ran is holding a lightsaber, but the blade of it has an umbrella attached to it. If this was canon, it would be on fire.
I was going to say, I don't think that's how lightsabers work.
Or melting.
It turns out that the umbrella is in fact made out of the same material that they make Mandalorian armor out of.
Pertussis.
It is the most expensive umbrella the world has ever seen. This or any other world. None of this is canon.
Oh, is Antuxus still wearing what she's been wearing, or has she changed her outfit again?
She's still wearing what she's been wearing.
Okay. That's the gold and black sleek thing, right?
Probably.
I will unlock the doors there. There are doors into a lobby. They slide open as you approach. The carpet is, well, it might once have been a tasteful shade of pale olive drab must cross, but it's seen better days. There are little holo tables that you can see going in that have items rotating that are apparently made with transparent steel and glass. And let me just view things myself. There's the front doors at what we'll arbitrarily call south because it's bottom of the map. There's a door that leads into the workroom and says authorized personnel only. Door to, you know, it's a long, narrow entry thing going east-west. The east one has a door that reads Dornva. And then there's the other side off to the west has a door that has visitors check in here on a little sign to the side. Pray, do examine my map. Look around.
I do love that when I change my character's direction, he flips the umbrella around in a 360.
Yeah. Whoosh.
The definitely not canon umbrella.
Indeed. It would be bad luck to bring it inside.
Why is my token moving around like that again?
Because new map.
Yeah, but it's a new map.
Let me go.
Guys, changed it so that prototype token has the lock artwork rotation thing on it like 3 times now, and it hasn't stuck.
Let me give it a shot. No, it seems to be there now.
Yeah, because I just changed it to do that for a third time.
Oh no. Well, it's locked.
Yes, we'll see if it stays that way next time we load up Foundry.
Yes, we will. I mean, it's possible. No, never mind. I will release the people from the rails of the description, and you can start poking around if you want. You do not sense anything roaring about, you know, many, what's it's crying out in the force, like, you know, thousands of shot glasses being shattered or something.
What is this?
Oh, those are a couple. It's a hologram of a couple of basically beauty care product designs that are apparently made out of glass. You know, artistic.
Ah.
Apparently all of the holograms here are things that were made with glass and transparent steel.
The best part is, because they're holograms, we can see through them.
Yeah.
We can see through the hologram of transparent steel objects.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over there is an older gentleman talking into a small device connected by a wire to the terminal, saying, "Hello, computer."
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, there's like windows, gizmos, glass, spaceship, some kind of ground vehicle, more gizmos, more beauty care products.
There's the door.
The door says, visitors check in here.
Well, then we should probably check in.
This door appears to be...
Hmm?
Do we want to check in?
It seems like the polite thing to do.
So what was the other door over there, then?
The one to the north is labeled employees only. The one to the east is labeled, let me look that up again, Dornva. Just Dornva. Zundai.
Well, then we probably want to go through the check-in door.
I mean, you're Sith. You go wherever you want, but, you know.
Yes, but we are not on an Imperial world. Therefore, if we go wherever we want and get caught at it, it will be awkward.
It's if you get caught.
Ran opens the door and walks through.
Inside is an office that... It looks very large for the desk that is in the middle. There's a smaller desk unoccupied off to the corner. It looks like maybe a lot of people used to be in this office, and now there's not. There's a very sour-faced Mary Allen woman behind the desk. Little nameplate reads Margot. And she's got various small and not-so-small scars on her. There's one large one on her face. It looks like she got burned somehow. All kinds of little small bits and not so small. She may have been promoted from, you know, promoted up the ranks because of glass working. Dunno. She looks up. Can I help you, everyone?
Rand is in the awkward position where he was expecting his companions to follow him through the door. And they have not.
I can't. So I can't. The map's not loaded.
It should be loaded for you.
I have a white screen with a sad face.
Oh, that crashed.
Oh, it crashed. Okay. Sorry, I thought we might be loading a new area.
Nope. No, I have no... I only made one map for this.
Ran awkwardly waits for his companions to stop fighting with Foundry so that one of them can be the people person. Probably in Tuxa. Although he would happily have Sen be the person in charge, too. He didn't finish
Rand
his popcorn.
Rand just doesn't want to be the one in charge.
Exactly.
Well, we are looking for something. What were we looking for? I forget why we came here.
I kind of forget, too, which is why I was hoping Anduxa would field it.
As but I recall, we came news. Here because we left the library, and then Beth said, now you're at Themog.
You said that you were going to be at the Themog glass place because... let me grab my notes down at the bottom.
Oh my gosh, we all forgot why we were coming here.
I told you.
We've all been mind tricked.
Several weeks.
I yes, told you in the
I'm,
recap.
I'm thrilled that we remember as much as we do.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's because of the gift, but I forgot what conversation we had about it.
And we will never speak of that again. Oh wait, that was the current conversation. Now we just stopped. No. We're going to continue talking about that. It's the other thing that we're not going to talk about ever again.
Right.
We're going to keep talking
the
about
thing
the
that
first
we're not
thing.
Talking.
Yes.
Yes.
No. The we're
first
not going to talk about
that
thing. That... We're going to talk... Yeah, the
Can I Look, help when... you?
yes. My friend here had some questions about the excellent quality of your products.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. I don't suppose you're a buyer, perhaps. She looks hopeful.
Sorry,
she looks very
I had
hopeful.
Stepped away.
I
had
still
stepped
haven't
away
loaded
my,
in
my...
again.
Oh, okay. Sorry. No, indeed. Okay. Pause.
There's a dice tray. Okay, there we go. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's fine. Say when you're back in.
I said I'm in now.
Okay. You're in. All right. The Mary Allen woman behind the desk stands up and, you know, just looks hopeful that perhaps you might be buyers.
Can you hear me?
I can
now.
Can.
Now I can.
Okay.
Before that, I gather not.
I was reconnecting my microphone because people kept talking over me and I wanted to be sure.
Ah, well, we can hear you now and...
I think my internet is just misbehaving slightly, and voices were coming through on a delay.
Understandable. Well, perhaps. You see, while we were browsing name of library here,
The Mog City Library, main branch.
Okay, the Mog City Library. We came across a piece of glass that we believe you manufactured 60 or 70 years ago, a mere heartbeat. And it was of such high quality that, well, I felt I had to speak to the company.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that. Is there any way you ask away? Anything that you need to know, I can probably tell you.
All right. About 60 or 70 years ago, again, moments in the history of the galaxy and of business, you crafted a mirror.
Oh, yes. Lots of them, really.
This mirror was of high enough quality that some might even believe that it had supernatural properties.
Oh! You found one of those, huh? The ones that we did for the magician. That was a custom job.
Indeed. I wonder if you could tell me more about.
Oh, well, certainly before my time, but one heard a lot of things from some of the people who've retired by now. Let me just pull up some of this. She will go a tappity tap and pull up some things on the computer, set up a little, you know, small holo projector to the side of the screen, and there are the mirrors that look, one of them looks like the one that you have seen, the original of.
I do admire thorough record keeping and an efficient system for pulling them up.
Oh, well, I've been around here long. I know a few things. That's why I got promoted instead of getting let go when the arthritis got caught up with me.
I do sympathize. But bad leg, you know.
Ah, yes, you see how it is.
I do.
Well.
Now, I do see the mirror that we found in your list here. And she'll point it out. Is there anything more you can tell me about it?
Oh, well, these were somewhat famous. Made them for a magician. Stage magic, you know.
Indeed.
He wanted to make sure that if anyone asked, that there's some fancy stuff. We had some from, the old temple that was established here. Back when the whole planet was founded. They put it here on this island. Said it had the good vibes. Presence in the force, that kind of thing. Deserted now, really. Not many people go there anymore. After all, mess that's been going on, they've recalled all the Jedi and sent them off to battle, and they just really haven't come back. I'm not even sure the group that was here. It was one of those small splinter sect things, you know?
Oh, yes. You hear about them. I was going to say, I wonder if they were responsible for that explosion I heard about.
What, the most recent one last night? Oh, no, that was probably just crime lords again. Frankly, they've done us a favor. Maybe now we can get some of that untangled and actually build something there or sell the land.
Oh, that's right. You own it, don't you?
Not me personally.
Not you personally, but the Fenwell Glass.
Right. Well, technically, Thema Glass is owned by these days Dornva Industries. But
that's right. I remember seeing something about that.
Yes. Well,
it's Dornva really too bad. Such a dearth of independent businesses.
Can you say that one again? I didn't quite catch it.
Such a dearth of independent businesses.
A dearth instead of a dearth?
That's how it's pronounced.
Oh, okay.
I've only ever read it in my head as dearth. I'm happy to be wrong, but what a system, what a campaign to find that out.
Yes.
Oh, I guess I'm wrong. It is dearth. Well, I had always pronounced it to rhyme with hearth.
Ah, yeah, okay, I can understand.
Many people pronounce to rhyme with dearth. Anyway, there's a dearth of independent businesses.
Yes, especially since we got bought out. Well, Frankly, between you and me, we're the most profitable of Dornva Industries' investments, and we're not doing as all that well.
That's too bad. After
the war ended, that peace treaty, a lot of our big Transpara steel orders went away, and we were having trouble meeting as many of them as all that anyway. Dornva is unlucky.
Oh, that's too bad.
I don't suppose you want to buy a glass and Transpara steel factory.
Rand almost raises a finger.
You know, while it's slightly out of my budget, I might know some people. Let me...
You want a tour?
Do some asking around. Oh, what do you say, my friends? Do we want a tour?
I think that's what we came here for, kind of.
Excellent. If you don't mind.
Let me just put a little note up here. Basically sets up a, if no one is here, press the comm button sign. And
it's next to the comm button that is out of order sign.
No.
Boring conversation anyway.
Yeah, something like that. Goes through a door to the north, which is a small hallway with an elevator in it and a couple of other doors, and leads out into the room, which
I heard
it's
the
a spiral stone staircase.
I heard you say
stone staircase.
Yeah, there's a spiral stone staircase, but also I heard you say the N room. I don't
main
know if you were cut off. Main room. Okay.
Yes. There are actually more people in this area than I am showing on the map because I cannot be bothered to drag a whole bunch of random things. There's a number of droids moving around. There are it's a central room. It's got a staircase that is, well, it's probably permacrete, but it certainly looks like stone, going up and down. In one corner, it's got various things that are clearly made for heating large amounts of glass and extruding sheets and windshields and windows and the appropriate things that turn it into Transpara steel, et cetera, et cetera. There's, look, that's probably to the door that leads to the entryway, because it's the only one that's closed. There are these very large doors on each of the other three walls of the place that, okay, they should probably not be standing open. They probably actually should be closed. They have warning tape and whatnot, but yeah, apparently nobody bothers to close the doors, and, you know, if something catches fire, it catches fire throughout the whole place. Who knows? Standards appear to have perhaps slipped slightly. Amargo leads the way, gesturing, explaining what all of the devices are, that, you know, this is the purification testing for the additives, there's the Transpara steel rollers, blah, blah, blah. And come move around the map. Enjoy all of the random gizmos and thingamabobs and whatnot. And there's a lot of the machinery is cold and not actually active. There's another layer on top of the things so that, you know, people can be walking around. There's droids, etc. People working, making stuff, making glasses. Yep.
Hazard crates.
Yeah, hazard crates in there.
Well, yes, glass is traditionally known for having tons of biohazards.
Making Transpara steel involves many esoteric components that you don't necessarily want to be breathing or getting your fingers all over and inhaling the dust or whatever.
Oh, yeah. And
don't
I wasn't
lick.
Being sarcastic. I mean, leaded glass is a thing.
Yep. I figure Transpara steel is probably even more so. There are some people working in a back corner thing, and she goes, oh, he's here. Well, you can hear a fellow basically singing back there, kind of off-key.
Are they singing well? Oh, you just answered my question.
Not horribly.
They're singing like they are enjoying what they're doing, not like they are in front of an audience.
Yeah, and they're also singing like someone who really enjoys watching like horror flicks or something, and specializes in humming the theme music. There are no words that you can hear. It's sort of a da 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 da.
Oh, I can't stand horror flicks. They're so unrealistic. Oh, come on. Eldritch abominations don't look anything like that.
And you should know.
I mean, I don't know if we've seen every, sort of eldritch horror.
Yes, but they usually don't look like someone wearing a rubber suit.
That we know of. They could be very effective rubber suits.
I think there are people who'd be eldritch horrors in or out of a rubber suit.
Also true. Not that I'd know anything about that. So, who's our friend with the voice?
Oh, that's Treltian. He's between you and me. If you actually buy the place, you might want to let him go. He's good at what he does, but he's also a bit
eccentric.
Creepy.
I like him already.
Feel free to like him, but he's extremely...
Oh, you mean that kind of creepy?
Well, he possibly is less creepy if you aren't female. He stares at people and smiles. Although he does stare at the men and smiles too, but it's not that kind of smile. But
I could stare at him and smile.
I alter my statement.
She looks intrigued by Sin offering to stare at him and smile, honestly. She looks intrigued.
I'll alter my statement. I don't like him already. I like where things might end up already, considering the temperament of my companions.
Well, I'm afraid...
I'm not breaking anyone's nose in a factory on a tour.
I didn't say you would. You're quite creative.
We're on a tour.
He is good at what he does. Must admit that. She says somewhat. It's not quite through gritted teeth, but it's through gritted teeth. And I will admit that if you want to know anything about making mirrors and knickknacks, he's the one who does most of that these days. The industry part of things has been where Mr. Dornva's been having us specialize, even though really selling little cute glass things to the tourists would probably be better. At least now we can get tourists again. Anyway, if you want
to
come...
less demand for big starship windows because less people blowing up starships.
Exactly. But Mr. Dornva is convinced that what used to be profitable is going to be what's profitable. You know how that goes, don't you?
Yeah.
Considering all three of us are from logistics, I'm pretty sure that we are deeply familiar with the budgets of people who say, but we've always done it this way, therefore we can keep doing it this way. Mm-hmm. Yes, but you don't understand. We no longer control the planet this comes from. We can't keep using this resource.
Sorry, I was distracted by a dinosaur at my bird feeder.
Oh, which kind of dinosaur did you get?
A pileated woodpecker that's at least 12 inches and possibly more like 18.
Oh, wow. Sweet!
There's a picture of it in the For the Cute channel of Discord.
Oh.
Everybody goes and looks at this. Oh, that is excellent! Oh my gosh, yeah, that's definitely
that's a dinosaur.
Alas, dear listeners, you will simply have to use your imagination and theater of the mind, for I will not be sharing the dinosaur.
The tragedy here is that I didn't get my camera out in time. Oh, hang on a second.
It's back. There's a normal-sized little vertical bird feeder hanging from a post, and there's this woodpecker clinging to it that's like at least twice the length of it from head to tail, end of its tail feathers.
here is what I was lamenting. Not a woodpecker.
Oh my gosh, there's two of them. And they're huge. Oh, wow. That is so cool. Oh, wow.
They're currently sharing the suet feeder.
Yeah. Oh, I see what that is. Yeah, it's a suet feeder.
So sorry. I was slightly distracted.
No, that's fine. That's worth being distracted over. Gaming can happen anytime. Woodpeckers that big and that awesome are definitely worth the distraction. Thank you for the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm distracted. Where was I?
Meanwhile, Legend of Evantress had distractions. Sorry.
Bigger than the bird feeder it is at.
Yep.
Legends of Evantress just has distractions because they're throwing frogs at the ceiling.
What?
They're not real frogs. They're things that you throw and they stick, so they were throwing them at the ceiling.
Oh, those things. I know those things. Oh, right. You're in a discussion of people who want to keep doing things that used to make money and aren't making money anymore, and you can get a certain litany of various things that have, you know, broken, and it's been difficult to repair them, and, you know, et cetera, which is somewhere occasionally she remembers that she's trying to get someone else to buy this place and says so that you can probably get it cheaper because of that. She will lead you off from the singing fellow if you care to be led off, and depending on how long you want to take at this, you can see there's upper floors to this location. Yeah, just explore the map and whatnot. The upper floors do not have their own maps.
Hmm? How long has Senos Trelli, but whatever his name is, Treltian? How long has he been working here?
Oh, a long time. Not as long as I have. But he didn't used to be this bad.
Oh, sure. What happened?
I don't know. It's just that he didn't. I suppose it's that everything downsized into the main corridor here. Well, column, really. And he used to be out in one of the further buildings where we did all the fine work, and now he's here and he's still doing fine work, and he just didn't seem to be, I just don't remember as being as horrible before. I suppose in the past year or two, really. That's when it's been noticeable.
Rand's line of thinking was, Rand was wondering if the person had been working here long enough that they would have additional insight as into the mirror creation.
Fine work is apparently what she calls things like mirror and decorations.
Yes, but the question, I'm not sure the question was answered. Like, had he been working here 70 years ago?
Not 70 years ago, no.
Okay.
On the other hand, he's apparently been here for, 15 or 20.
Okay. Because the mirror was made 70 years ago, so, 60 to 70 years
ago.
That
one was, yeah.
So, not actually something to continue inquiry into. We will continue to listen for more leads and breadcrumbs that the GM might drop in front of us. That we might pick up like woodpeckers.
Mm-hmm. You can get her to talk about just about everything. Let's see, actually, I'm going to, I should probably give a roll for her for reaction rolls to you people. Now, shouldn't I? No, she just wants you to buy things. Private GM roll. Yeah, that's what I figured. That's about right. She will talk about she veers around mostly with reminiscing about this thing and that thing, and this is where, you know, such and such is made, and this is the where the transparasteel gets picked up, etc., etc. And this is where something used to be made, but they had to move it when they were getting the new things coming in because they're consolidating, and many of the outlying buildings are actually mostly empty now. she veers between a certain amount of complaining about what this grand place has fallen to and what it could be, you know. She wants it to be better. Oh, right. She needs to talk it up so that maybe people will want to buy it. But wow, does she want to be better because it's a little bit grubby and the mouse droids are not keeping up well, and some of them are, the mouse droids are just sort of parked in the corner and they don't look like they're very, that mouse droid does not look like it's actually workable. She's annoyed that one of the regular delivery people hasn't shown up to work since yesterday, which you will hear about when you go to the storage area that's up at the north end of this place. Free to prowl through the map. If there's a locked door, then that means you have to get her to unlock it, but otherwise, enjoy my map. There's a cargo elevator up off of the cargo there, and get that. She does mention that there was a attempt by some of the Twi'lek groups in the city to try to buy and renovate the Mog Enclave temple, whatever, that she was mentioning as having been abandoned. And that got voted down, which she's kind of annoyed by because it had a whole bunch of really nice stained glass and whatnot, and that would have been something that they could charge a nice, decent amount for, and it possibly even could have given them enough fame that other places would want to buy good stained glass work, etc. You know, maybe it could have brought some fortune back, and also it couldn't hurt to renovate an enclave into becoming, you know, a proper cathedral for various, well, you know, various spiritual worships, Twi'lek goddess worship, etc. And you'll have to tell me if there's anything else that you want to try to ask her about. She will take you up the stairs as well, and there's more layers of workplaces that are well fortified. They are definitely on appropriately sturdy floors. Hello, Dickens. Yes, and now I have to talk through you. There's the founder's office that has a locked door, but it's, you know, a lot of the offices upstairs are abandoned. So, here, and, you know, there's some basement things as well. Here's where the cafeteria is for the workers. Here's blah, blah, blah. Does anyone have anything they want to keep asking?
I want to go back and introduce myself to the guy whose name I've forgotten.
Thanos Treltian.
Thanos Treltian.
You can ask him why the long face.
He is very long-faced. Because he's drawn that way. He's a human. He does have a very long face. You can catch him, you know, he appears to be making glass, wine glasses that he pulls out of the furnace and twirls, etc., and sets them to solidify properly, etc., etc.
Mr. Treltian? I will. Is he wearing gloves?
Yes.
Okay. That'll make this a little more difficult, but I'll survive.
Blink, blink.
Oh, now I get to do the fun thing.
The fun thing. Oh.
Ellie privately rolled some dice.
Psychometry. And what are you? Are you shaking hands or?
Yes. I am reaching out to shake his hand.
After a moment, he will somewhat hesitantly pull off a glove and shake hands. You don't get a big greeting. You get that he's been making glass. These are hands that have made glass quite a lot. These are hands that have sometimes broken glass. These are just hands that have put together things clockwork things, sort of. And also he plays on keyboards. Mostly you're getting vague impressions. You did not make your psychometry by huge amounts. Was there anything you were specifically looking for?
Basically, I'm looking for, is he creepy, or is he just creepy?
Why don't you give me a vibes check on him? You've got your little empathy thing there.
Opening ChatGPT.
Wrong kind of vibe check.
No spicy autocomplete. Hey. We are not doing vibe coding.
No. You misinterpreted what Ellie said. Ellie was, in fact, in French telling us that the cat farted.
No, the cat sneezed all over my keyboard.
We said we would not discuss that further.
The empathic vibes, the IQ minus three.
Yeah. But I'm going to redo that.
Nine minus nine is more than minus three, yes.
Yes.
I think re-rolling that would be good.
Oh, just make silly rolls. I can do silly rolls.
No silly rolls. But, that was next. He's a bit twitchy. That's not. He's okay. He's the kind of person from that success that people would say, oh my gracious, I would never actually have expected it of him. He was so quiet.
Hmm.
Which, Rand, stop trying to bite things at range.
Hey, GURPS lets me do it. Therefore, no, I should be able to do it.
GURPS does not let you do it.
I mean, it hasn't let me do it yet. I keep failing the rolls. I do keep failing the rolls. So technically, I have not been allowed to do it yet.
GURPS uses the GM's rule of no, just because it has just because the natural attacks have that loophole doesn't mean I'm going to let you do it. Unless you're doing it with telekinesis other.
In which case, it's not a bite. You can't telekinesis your teeth.
Not well, with that attitude.
You can if they're dentures.
You want.
And who says they have to be my teeth? There's nothing on the character sheet that says they're my teeth, only that it's a bite. My telekinesis is well over 20.
Well, you have to be carrying around some kind of glass of teeth.
I mean, yes, I could do that, or I could use the teeth I find on site.
If we have a glass of teeth, I'm going to make a plug for T. Kingfisher's A House with Good Bones. And no, I won't be explaining this.
That was a jar. That was a jar of teeth, not a glass of teeth. The glass of teeth was given by a space bat.
Someone should close it.
Ellie, you are a gem.
And hopefully Crash was not taking a drink of water at the time.
And I made that roll as a joke, and I only responded about it in text. Because I did not want to distract from the plot moving forward.
And unfortunately,
and I should have known better.
Total success.
You should have known better.
Total success. Anyway, it gave me time to move my danger sense and empathic vibes over to my skills. Because apparently I can't do blind rolls off...
off stats?
Off anything off stats, yeah.
Huh. I suppose that sort of makes sense.
Eo, I can't remember if you were here, but if you hold control and then click the number for a skill, it rolls it blind, so only the GM can see it.
Oh.
Which is useful for things like danger sense and empathic vibes. I did it for psychometry earlier.
I did it for accounting.
And I'm going to have to expose this to everyone because that's what you did.
That's what happens when you don't look at the numbers that you are adding together.
You get a critical failure
for accounting.
666.
It's called vibe accounting. It's the newest thing. It's going to keep us in business for years as we fix everyone else's mistakes. Oh, Criff. I'm retiring. I broke the GM. I broke the GM.
We've been playing for about an hour.
Did you take a break while the GM repairs herself?
Craft services table is now empty. Where were we?
Well, we were very nice to meet you. Sorry. Came back while I was still chewing. It's been such a pleasure. I just wanted to say that I admire your work.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, ma'am. Thank you. I do my best.
I know that you do.
Working here a while, and sorry, just a little bit twitchy.
I understand. Ever since you were moved here from the outbuilding, where was the other location?
Down, just the buildings off the northeast building. No, the twitchy was there were some they drafted me for the war, you see, and I flunked out.
Oh, I see. Oh, goodness.
Don't keep my head under pressure.
I understand. Well, I will leave you to your work.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sure it's nice and quiet and everything is
Yes, ma'am.
You don't hear too many loud noises back here, I imagine.
Well, the things go the machinery, but you know,
that's predictable enough.
Yeah. You know the machines. They have a pattern to them. You know what they're doing. You know what the sounds are. It's not
almost sounds evil. Like music sometimes.
Oh, yeah, suppose so. Kind of no harmony to it, but
well, certainly, but they each have their own tone, and sometimes they come together, and it may, perhaps I've spent too many hours in dance halls.
Oh, suppose you could see it, hear it like that. Yeah, suppose.
Anyway, I'll leave you to your work. I just wanted to say thank you for doing all that you do. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks. He pulls his glove back on and sort of nervously glancing at everybody goes back to...
Ben does, in fact, smile at him.
He stares sort of... He looks a bit like someone who is not sure if this is... What's the phrase? Game recognizes game? Or something. He's rather wary about the smile. He just sort of nods after a moment and while watching Sen out of the corner of his eye back to heating up another glob of glass on the end of those sticks.
Oh, Ren, I take it that room up there has another exit.
I took the long way round.
We arrived at the same time, so...
Yes, Ran went through the doors that have the cargo lift, basically. I've
I don't know what bits you constructed this from, but I really do admire the float glass factory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did okay?
Yeah, it looks good.
Thank you.
And honest to goodness, I thought that was Terry Crews down there on the stairs.
He's one of the random NPCs from... the other group that I just sort of, hey, now you're a random NPC here. Thank you very much. I'm glad that I can probably dig up what my asset pack was at some point.
Not that important. I just wanted to say that I like the way it was put together.
Oh, thank you. I looked and looked for like fire escape layout patterns for glass factories. And I looked for them, and I looked for them, and I found nothing. So finally, I made one of my own.
That reminds me, I still have to put them back together.
Whoops.
I have the adventure plotted out. I just have to put the map together.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, the only place that you haven't seen is the founder's office, unless you wanted to go in there, and Mr. Dornva's office, which is down in the front corner there. And... the question is, did you ask if you know, she pointed out the founder's office, it was locked, she has keys, there are a lot of locked offices, if you wanted to see any of them, you have had to ask.
You know what?
What?
What I am looking for specifically is the GM trying to guide me somewhere?
Detecting disturbances.
The fourth
knocking?
Wall opens up.
Oh, it's wet in there.
and this wall is wet, and this wall is wet.
Are we playing in a rainforest?
I'm told it's a microclimate.
You are
well,
not.
It's better than Tatooine, which apparently is a macroclimate.
That's the truth. You're not detecting active disturbances. You are, especially if you sit and think about things while appearing to admire or whatever, some bit of machinery or other, you are getting more of those resonances, like with the shards of mirror, things that aren't force artifacts but could be.
Are any of them in the Founder's office or in Dornva's office?
Let me...
Also, will you spell that name for me?
Let Dornva? Hang on. I will do that
first. D-O-R-N-V-A?
Probably. Let me double check my... Scroll. Dornva.
Okay.
Let me roll this just to see what I might get. You have asked an interesting question that... Did you specifically do your vibes around the Founder office, or is this just in general in the middle of the place? You're detecting disturbances.
It sounds like I ought to have done them next to the Founder's office, so I'll do that.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out...
This is the player looking for direction.
Okay.
Probably did it in every room we were in during the tour.
Yeah, I went. That sounds like Antuxa.
Yeah.
Okay, you are getting
it really does.
You're getting disturbance vibes. There's a slight vibe, very slight, in the Founder's office area. There are a few very slight vibes in the Mr. Dornva's office. You are actually getting some slight vibes when you are close to the front area because there are some mirrors and whatnot that are hanging. I remembered that I put them in. They're kind of grubby, but they were hanging in the front walkway, not walkway, the atrium with all of the holos. And you're getting some vibes here and there that might be moving around slightly that are somewhere in the building. Maybe like a person is carrying something. Ooh, force sense. You do not detect anything currently active.
Okay. But mostly I'm trying to get a feel for the minds in the building.
Oh, okay.
I'm not trying to get anything from the minds, but part of force sense is if I ping a mind with force sense, then later I'll recognize it.
You can get a sense for the minds in the building that are currently here, yes. Okay. You can get a sense for who is here. There's a certain amount of curiosity that will probably come through because you're a very fancily dressed stranger. So everyone is sneaking little looks or just very resolutely focusing on their work so they don't get hurt kind of thing. I should have thrown in some droids. You do not get a sense from the various droids that are also here that I should have put in earlier.
Yes.
Where did I put my droids?
As expected.
NPCs. Where are my droids?
Well, the evening shift is arriving. That's why the factory is more populated now.
Yeah, they came out off of a break time. Yeah, obviously.
We hear a whistle blowing.
I only get four cents pings off the droids of that ridiculous Grathen person.
It's
so odd.
Yeah.
He must have very advanced cybernetic brains. That's all I'm saying.
No. Indeed. And I have a very...
I did.
Cat is walking circles. Yes, he decided to walk circles. He walks over my chest. He sits on the chair arm. I lean forwards for him. He walks behind me. He gets on the other chair arm. He wants to sit on my chest again. This is not what they say about turning around three times to lie down, Dickens.
I took the blanket out of Boo's carrier and laid it on the ground so that he would have something to lay on. that wasn't just, you know, the ground.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, he's laying next to it.
Of course he is.
It's like when you buy him a toy, what you got to keep is the box.
Yep.
I set empty boxes down where Socket likes to sleep on the floor, and he now sleeps in front of them.
Yes, I'm talking about
my
you.
My favorite cat behavior is that you can make a rectangle out of, like, masking tape on the floor.
And they'll sit inside it.
You have to just make the corners.
Yeah, they understand implied lines.
So they're smarter than self-driving cars. I will ask our receptionist, whose name I don't know.
Margo.
That's right. Oh, you must be kidding. Margo Kidder was Lois Lane.
Oh.
to let us into the conversation.
We will be happy to do so.
Which is, I'm sure, is on a map, part of the map that we don't have access to.
It is on a part of the map that I have not drawn because I did not draw the upper levels. You are on an upper floor. It's a room. It's got a bunch of shelves. There's all kinds of data pads and actual, like, novelty books with, you know, flimsy pages instead of electronic pages that, you know, in leather binding or some kind of pseudo leather binding. There's a large desk, and I'm going to make a roll for you. I'm going to make this roll as soon as I can go back to the thing. Oh.
Uh-oh.
I love when the GM makes a roll and then goes, oh.
So, how many of us die?
No, that was a perception roll.
How many of us die?
Well, eventually, you know, you're not immortal. Well, you're Sith. You might leave ghosts.
So, you're telling me I got a critical success on a perception roll?
Yes, I am. The desk has a little embed integral desk holocom embedded in it.
Mm-hmm.
And next to that is a little pad of basically, you know, it's a notepad. It's got little flimsies that, you know, have a little sticky end on them so you can scrawl something and then stick it to somebody's mirror or whatever, and so they'll notice in the morning, because it's kind of hard to glue a whole thing there.
Mail this brand.
Yeah. And in the, and right next to the chair, the leg of the desk, the bottom of it, the base of it, is one of those notes that has fallen partly down, and it managed to stick itself close to the floor. Not quite on the floor. It's in the shadow. It's easily overlooked, but it's stuck there, gently beige with writing on it.
I will crouch down and pick it up. After all, one does want to be helpful.
Let's check my handouts. So, it's got a little letterhead on it that says Themog Glass and Transparent Steel. It's got a little doodle of the buildings. It's got a list of 5 names on it. Which are rather...
I recognize these names.
Oh, yeah, there's Sandcast, there's Berekti, there's Dornva, there's Boss Bampa, and there's Hernstein, I believe, is the one that name that one has.
Well, let's find out.
Yes, let me check my notes, because I have to remember all my...
Hurston,
yes, Hurston is there. And it also says that 3 must die, and bearer of sacred vault, Ishkaharl Mirror.
Vault, okay. I couldn't tell if that was a V or an F.
Ah.
Well, whose fault is the vault?
John Galt.
I hope not.
Zancas's name is circled. The other 4 names are not yet annotated.
I'm going to make another detect disturbances.
Okay. Do you want detect disturbances or do you want psychometry?
I want detect disturbances and also psychometry.
Oh, well.
I'll do the psychometry first.
Okay.
Again, players, I don't know how I'm rolling.
You are not detecting
players,
any...
listeners.
Just, yeah, but everyone.
Again, I mean, I am listening.
I don't know how I'm rolling.
You are not detecting
listeners, I don't know how I'm playing.
I'm
breaking the chain.
I'm specifically looking for those threads that were coming from the cut hands.
Ah, it doesn't seem to be attached to anyone or anything currently within the range for the success that you got.
Okay.
Your psychometry has a person with a silvery mask who was scribbling down the notes.
Oop.
We lost EO.
We lost EO entirely.
Ah.
Hello again.
The EO computer said no.
Tisk.
What does EO's computer say to the EO? Not today.
You did not make these by very large successes.
Yeah, I
figured. But the doodle is very fresh.
What's the doodle of?
Little horned person, or maybe those are Togruta. What are the names of those things, EO?
Montrals.
Yeah, the ones that stick up, those are the Montrals. Yeah, or maybe it's something with Montrals, fangs.
Oh, wait, they're contrails, not Montrals. This person's a conspiracy theorist.
No. It's a sort of thing that you might doodle thoughtfully while you're waiting for someone to answer their comm.
Okay.
It's the dark ritual enthusiast version of drawing their initials and their crush's initials inside a heart.
Yes.
I hate that I'm right about that.
Well, I'll just set it back on the top of the desk. Perhaps underneath the stack of
the original pad of
sticky
them.
Notes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, the original pad that you scrawl them and can stick them to things. Founder was...
After all, if one can be helpful, one ought.
Hmm. Margo
was... I always say.
Margo was probably talking to the others about how the founder was a bit of a... traditionalist in some ways, old-fashioned, like to be able to work with his hands with things, that kind of stuff.
Well, I think I've seen all I need to see here. Is Mr. Dornver in?
Oh, he's run off to go investigate some of his holdings on the mainland, but he might be back. He's often away. He came back last week or so for a while, checking things over.
Isn't that always the way?
They
have so much to keep track of.
So many debts to keep track of.
There is one more favor I would ask you.
No, yes. And what can I do for you?
Then I believe we'll be out of your hair. I have a map of the city here. Would you mark the location of the, what did you call it, the Thanmog Enclave?
Oh, of course, yes. Of course I'll do that. She will take the map and she will do the little pinch zoom, and if it's, well, you've got paper one, she will check for the landmarks and she will mark it. And I will be doing the same in just a moment. Okay, it's going to be about there. I will switch everyone to the tourist map preload.
Just be careful that moving us to the map doesn't create duplicates of the marker that you've placed.
First I'm going to activate it, then I'm going to put the marker down.
After all, you wouldn't want to be a Markiplier.
I'm not sure. I'm not talking to anybody here. Okay. Let me drawing
I'm tool. At 99% loading. There we go. It's the wrong color for it, but that giant circle in the lower half of the map gives me coffee stain vibes.
Sorry about that.
It's fine. And I'm definitely not going to switch over to my GM account to change the color to something that makes me think of coffee more.
Okay, I'm going to have to write this one here, because if I drag it, it's a problem. Lines are going to be line width 0. Text is... color is going to be pink. Drawing.
Oh, plus EO again.
Again.
Ooh. I am pre-rolling my psychometry. Hello again.
Okay. You have switched there. She has marked it in pink. Crash has changed the circle to look like a coffee stain.
I told you I wasn't going to do that.
Oh.
I guess
Ellie did.
I rolled deception.
On the other hand.
I rolled deception.
It got changed and I didn't do it.
Margot, my dear, you have been the greatest. Your knowledge of this facility is par excellence.
Oh, thank you.
I look forward to talking to you again.
Well, I certainly hope that you find someone who'll buy the place and not run it into the ground, paying off the debts for everything else.
I promise you I will have my contacts looking.
Well, good luck for all of us then. Hope you have a good day. Try to stay dry.
I shall do my very best. The hat is for a reason, after all.
Makes sense.
And I am rolling psychometry on her once I finally get physical contact.
Okay, she will shake your hand. What sort of psychometry do you wish to be focusing on?
General history.
She's been here enough that, frankly, if you rolled psychometry just sort of on the general place, you'd probably get traces of her.
I'd pick her up. Yeah.
Yeah. You pick her up, you pick this place up on her. She has been here a long time. She has a fondness for the place. She mostly, you know, she goes normal places in it. She has normal... You do not pick up anything suggesting that she is actually the Ebony Veil person or anything like that.
Okay. The player was almost 100% certain of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the character saw the scars on her face and wanted to make sure.
Good point. See, you get nothing off of your psychometry role that implies that she has a secret existence. If anything, the most interesting hints might be reading spicy Hollow novels with a glass of wine at night.
Who doesn't? And Crash, yes. Darth Chardonnay will ask, why do I own an off-world glass factory now? And the answer is, because that's an excuse for you to come in and rendezvous with the underworld contacts that Antuxa has been very carefully making the entire time she's been here.
He is going to ask if you are trying to... switch to Darth Othru's chain of command when you become a lord yourself.
No, darling. I love logistics.
Darth Othru is logistics.
Darth Othru can... Anyway, I like being in your service. I just also like making friends and purchasing things perhaps I shouldn't.
I am going to worry about your expense account sometime. Anyway.
Yes, well.
Shall we
head to this old temple that predates the city?
Sounds great.
Well, we're certainly getting our sightseeing in.
Indeed. And what better than an old temple? A taxi!
And with that, we've been playing for, a while.
I can't believe we're taking a taxi to the horrors.
Luck point for EO.
Yep. I think you broke Crash. You broke Crash.
A Taxi to the Horrors needs to be the name of the next episode.
Yep, probably.
Thank you, Ellie, for writing that down. I'm going to pin that comment for later.
We took a shuttle to the horrors. We took a train to the horrors. We walked to the horrors. We actually took several taxis to several things that could be considered horrors.
Three arcs from now, we're going to be taking e-bikes to the horrors.
I mean, speeders. Speeders exist.
There was one episode, there was one arc where one of us took a hoverboard to the horrors.
True.
Oh, yeah.
Although that was a different bunch of PCs.
That was a different bunch of PCs, but still, there were horrors.
I do think that we shall wrap up now, shall we not?
Oh, fine.
Thank you all.
Make me wait a whole week to investigate this temple.
Uh-huh. Then I can draw a map. Thank you all.
This is close to the hotel.
Yes. Isn't that fascinating? This is what happens when you get your hotel in the old near the old Thamok district. It's convenient.
It was convenient. It's a very nice hotel. It has a very large bathtub, which I'm very much enjoying.
Thank you all for playing. Thank everyone for listening. I hope people had...
You're very welcome.
I was joined by Crash and Ellie and EO. And does anyone want to plug anything?
Well, I've installed a new app on my datapad called Libby. And it turns out the local city library doesn't just have broken mirrors. Apparently, someone named EO's mom writes books.
But I don't think you'll find them under EO's mom. I think you'll have to look up Elizabeth McCoy. And I'm not the one who is with the Karen McCoy. I didn't do the crocodile book. That's not mine.
Well, we'll just go to ElizabethMcCoy.com to see what books have been written.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, Elizabeth McCoy dash Arthur. Just Elizabeth McCoy.
Right. Elizabeth McCoy.
Because someone was quick on the draw.
And that would be us. I was there first, and I'm still kind of annoyed that the other name twin didn't like initial or something. Like,
well, the person who got AaronSmith.com is half my age.
Did you?
What's funny? What's funny is that we have Elizabeth McCoy and Elizabeth Dash McCoy, so they're stuck with a third-rate website.
I haven't even read their books. I'm just cranky about it.
Yeah, understandably.
But speaking about other websites that actually use a middle initial.
Oh, yeah. AaronBSmith.com. It's not like Johnny B. Good. That's something else entirely. But AaronBSmith.com is where you can find all the different things that we make. Mostly podcasts, but there's a few other things as well. And we also have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshen, Walter, Liv Droman, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, huh, wonder what they were here for. Bye, everyone.
We told you we were here for the tour. Look, there were a bunch of brochures in the lobby of the hotel, and one of them said, tour the glass factory.